but not least, item 1341.
Accept bid of Wildish Standard Paving Company for the Burgard Lombard at North Time Oil Road project for $1,754,560.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Wildish Standard Paving Company for the Burgard Lombard North Time Oil Road Project, $1,754,559.53. The engineer's estimate on this project was $2,635,000. The Bureau's confidence level was high. On May 24, 2017, Council approved the ordinance number 188382 for procurement services to competitively solicit this project. I'm not going to go through the name again. The project was advertised on the city's electronic procurement system. Bids were opened October 24th, 2017. Three bids were received, and Wildish Standard Paving Company is the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at $1,754,559.53. This is 33.4% under the original engineer's estimate, which in today's bidding climate is quite a surprise, a pleasant one. The project is a federally funded highway project, and as such, the city's standard goals of 20% for disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses is not applicable. Federal projects recognize the DBE, or Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification, only. The Oregon Department of Transportation, as the project, the grantor, or project manager, fund manager, assigns a goal to the project for the disadvantaged business enterprises. This project had a goal of 10%, which is actually higher than our normal goals. We usually see goals in between like 4 and 8% as they come forward from ODOT. So, and PBOT's been asking for higher goals, and they've gotten them. This one, we got 10%, which, like I said, is kind of a, for ODOT to give us 10 is kind of significant. There is a total of $423,910, 24.1% committed subcontractor participation for the project, of which $176,400, or 10.05%, is committed to five disadvantaged business enterprises. Wildish Standard Paving is located in Eugene, Oregon. They are not a certified disadvantaged minority women or emerging small business contractor. They do have a current City of Portland tax registration account, and they are in full compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If council has any questions relative to the procurement process, I can answer those, or I believe Winston Sandino from PBOT is here.
I think.
He said he was going to be here.
Who was?
Just stepped out.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I have a question.
I'll do my best.
Normally, your excellent reports tell us exactly what was subcontracted out for the disadvantaged businesses, but this report doesn't. So can you tell me, A, why it didn't, and B, where is that? What kinds of work is being done?
I can tell you the firms. It does not specifically identify what their scope is.
And is that because it's an Oregon Department of Transportation-led process, or what?
Well, yes. ODOT reviews all of the subcontractors as they're presented, the certified, the DBE certified firms. They confirm their certification, put in everything in their format, and then we know exactly what is committed on the for the disadvantaged, which is the only certification recognized. I can tell you that there is Chick of All Trades, which generally speaking is flagging, Brothers Concrete Cutting, which seems kind of self-evident. Igami Construction, honestly, I don't know what their scope of work is. Bent Enterprises, same thing. And Faison Construction, whom we're familiar with, is in there too. The total there is, as I said, it's $176,400 between the five firms.
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move to accept the report.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz moves. Commissioner Fish seconds. Any further questions? Please call the roll.
You, Daly.
Thank you for the report.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thanks to both you and you for your perseverance and being and also the person who waited all morning. I saw you at the back. Would you like to just come up and so we can thank you properly for being so patient and then needing to leave for 2 minutes. Give us your name for the record, please.
Yes, Winston Sandino. I'm a project manager for PBOD.
And thank you for being here. It's such a good project. We didn't need any. Have further questions, so I'm happy to vote aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Great report. Thank you. Aye. The report's accepted. We're adjourned till 2 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Did your work?